A truly difficult lesson in life is to mind my own business. A truly difficult lesson in life is to mind my own business. I look at the world out there, and I see all the things that are going on in the world that are causing me to be concerned, causing me to have an interest in it, causing me to wonder, what is this all about? What is this all about? Why is there a war out there? Why are there conflicts? Why do my neighbors have difficulty getting along with each other? Why is it that my family is always at strife with one another? Why is it that these things happen like that? Why? And I ask myself the question, and the answer always comes back, because I stick my nose in there. If I didn't stick my nose in my neighbor's business, if I didn't stick my nose in my family's business, if I didn't stick my nose in the life and affairs of all going on in the world, I would be a very happy fellow all the time. I'd be a very happy fellow because I would not be concerned about anything except my own world. I would not be concerned about anything except what's going on in me. Now, the most difficult thing for me to learn is to realize that all the world about me is a 100% mirror reflection of what's going on in my life. My whole world around me is a mirror of what's going on in me. So if I see conflict and confusion and unhappiness, if I see anything that causes me to be distressed, it's because there's something going on in me that needs to be balanced. It needs to be balanced 100%. It needs to be balanced so perfectly, so beautifully, so good. It needs to be balanced, but it cannot be balanced as long as I have my nose in it as someone else's business. As long as I think it's their war, it's their family conflict, it's their concern, and forgetting all the while that it's my life, it's my affairs, it's my family business, it's what's going on in me. Now, how can I change the negative things that are going on in me that are giving me a negative response in my world? How can I change those things? Well, I can't. There's no way I can change from being aware of what's going on in the outer world and thinking about my problems on the inner world. The only thing that I can do that might bring about a happy time in my world, a harmonious time in my world, is to put a new cause in motion, to put a different cause in motion than I have been putting in the past. I've been saying, I wish they would get their act together. I wish they would understand that all that arguing doesn't help anything. I wish they'd understand that if they would just be more loving to one another and more gentle to one another. What about me? Am I being loving and gentle to those in my family? Am I looking around me and seeing people doing things and taking advantage of me and people causing me to lack trust in them, to lack confidence in them? Hey, it's hard. Oh, it's a hard one. But when I recognize that I start having more confidence in myself, I start having more trust in myself, I start having more belief in myself so that I will always do those things which are beneficial, loving, which are understandable, which are fantastic, which are marvelous to me and to everyone in my world. And when I start doing that, wow! But no, I don't do it so that for everyone in my world. I don't do it for those in the outer. I do it for me, inside of me. This is why I take time to say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. When I start saying, I am peace, I no longer stick my nose in somebody else's business. I start looking in my own life. And when I'm peace, I'm not worried about what other people are doing. When I am peace, I'm not the slightest bit concerned whether there is inharmony or harmony in another family. All I know is that I feel good. I feel balanced. I feel peaceful. I feel wonderful. And the more that I feel wonderful, interestingly, the more that I feel wonderful, the more that my world is in balance. The more that everybody in my life is having a grand and glorious life. Everything is going good for everybody in my life when I am balanced, when I am peaceful, when I am loving. It doesn't matter what another person says. It doesn't matter how another person thinks or how they act. It only matters how I think and how I act and what I say. I write to people and I say, beloved John, beloved Mary, beloved IBM. And you say beloved to a business? Sure, because everything in my world is beloved. Now, sometimes they don't know how to react. I have one company, and I wrote, beloved. And then I said the name of the person, Marion, I think it was. And she wrote back, my dearest one. And I thought, wow, hey, that's cool. I don't even know this person, and I'm their dearest one. And everyone in their world is their dearest one. And everyone in their world is in balance and harmony. And everyone in their world who this person says that to gets a little tickle in their heart that says, hey, how about that? They don't even know me, they say, beloved. Oh, they don't even know me, and they say, dearest one. Oh, hey, I like that. And it just tickled me to the tip of my toes and to my nose. It was so wonderful. It was so glorious. But you know, it's a difficult lesson to learn in life to mind my own business. It's a difficult lesson to learn in life to always say, I am peace, I am happy, I am balanced. All is in divine order. It's always difficult to say that because I think something outside of me is creating the difficulty. I think that something outside of me is creating the inharmony. I think that somebody else, by having a war in their world or inharmony in their world or disease and unhappiness in their world, that's created outside of me, but it's not. When anyone comes to me and says that they have a healing need, no matter what the healing need may be, I instantly say to them, all is in divine order. I am whole and perfect. I am in divine order. And so I look at you, and I see you whole and perfect. You in divine order. You wonderful. No matter what your problem may be. You may have a problem of a cold. You may have a problem of money or relationships. You may have a problem of anything. It doesn't matter. You bring it to my attention, and I say, all is in divine order. I want you to experience the joy that I am experiencing. And that means I have to experience it for you to experience it. I have to look at my life and say, all is in divine order. And then I look at your life and I see it too is in divine order. I look at my life and I see I'm surrounded by friends. I'm surrounded by wonderful circumstances. I'm surrounded by all that's good. And then I look at you and I see that you are surrounded by good and wonderful circumstances. People oftentimes call me up and ask me to work with them on a healing, to help them with a healing. And I say, there's nothing to heal. You're whole and perfect. All is in divine order. You or your friend or your relative or your family or whomever you're calling about, you're already whole and perfect. And in my mind, in my heart, in my life, that's how I see you. And that's the only way you can be. Now, when you see yourself and those in your world as whole and perfect, and that's the only way you can see them, then that means you are whole and perfect, and they are whole and perfect now. but they will not be whole and perfect if you continually see them like you see yourself, not very happy. If I don't see myself happy, I look at the world and I find it not a very happy place. But when I see myself happy, then I look at the world and I see it as a very happy place. I see it as a very wonderful place. I see it as a very glorious place because that's who I am. And this really doesn't become such a difficult lesson in life to mind my own business. It becomes a responsibility for me to recognize that my business is the world. And when I love myself first at home, then I will love the world. When I'm whole and perfect at home, I'm whole and perfect with the world. All is in divine order. And that's what it's all about. And that's all that it's all about. Join me in this recognition, awareness, and application of having a happy home and having a happy world. I love you. I love you. I love you.